welcome back to This Week on Channel 9. I'm Dan Fernandez. A very special episode. You know, I think this is the one where we... I don't know.
What? We're going to do the rose ceremony? Bachelorette? It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Who will get the final rose? You are!
Duncan McKenzie.
And definitely. What are we talking about? Well, why is this a special?
Because we're actually going to show running code for the new Channel 9.
So it's not just PowerPoint?
No.
Okay.
So it could be. You won't know.
So let's jump into the demos.
Okay.
Stay on target. Stay on target. Only 31 windows. Okay.
Yeah. Channel 9. Rev 9, as we call it. This is the homepage.
Of the new Channel 9.
It is.
Excellent.
And the first thing you'll notice is the featured area. It's totally different. It's not just one video with all of its text next to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's three videos. Little rotation there. Flip, flip, flip.
I see widescreen.
Widescreen, because more and more of our videos are widescreen. In fact, sort of probably all of our core videos are coming through widescreen. So why black bar it? We do this instead.
Mm-hmm.
Much nicer. And you can click around to pick which one you want to see. You can start it playing, all that kind of stuff. It's probably worth noticing at this point, I don't think I could show it without two monitors, but that's a Silverlight 4 version of our player.
Okay.
Which means it supports pinning.
Love it.
Which means you keep it open one screen while you code on the other screen, surf
Facebook.
The web, Facebook, whatever you want to do on the other screen while you give just a small amount of your attention to listening to This Week on Channel 9.
Yes, absolutely.
You bet. So, and if you're doing that, you're watching this video and it's really awesome.
But I want to comment on it, Duncan.
But you can't do that right on this page. But if you want to jump in to the video, to the particular thing. So you click on the view, and you come in here. And actually, it's hard to tell there because I hadn't gone that far in the video, but it actually remembered where I was and jumped ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get more into that later. But what that means is basically if you are watching on the homepage, you're like 20 minutes in, or an hour if it's a video by Charles, and you want to jump in and view the text and comments and things like that, you can click on it, and it will actually remember where you were. I'll just pause that for
awesome.
Now. While we're looking at this page, too, the other big change is the download area.
Yeah, I see. One of the big things, in just in terms of feedback that we'd get is, hey, can you guys provide a download for this video?
We get that a lot. We get that email.
It's there.
And they say, well, I wish you had a download version. We're like, it's there.
It's there.
And
it's
people can't find it. So we made it really obvious. There's no drop-down, which is good, because people can't find drop-downs.
Yes.
And we actually provide all sorts of help for anybody who might be confused.
Yes.
Because some people are confused what to choose. So we have the high quality, the big size, WMV, but then we also have a much smaller, MP4, we have audio only, that kind of stuff. We actually have more file formats than we show. We're trying to go for simplicity here, and you'll actually see that in lots of places in the UI, is that we're trying to make things simpler because people don't find things, because people get confused, and we don't want that. We want to give you the core stuff, really, really upfront.
Discover features.
You bet.
Got it.
So let me show you something else here that's changed on these pages. We have a new rating system. It's actually a five-star model now instead of we had thumbs up, thumbs down before, which is...
But nobody could discover it.
Yeah, similar to the media downloads. People weren't clicking on it, and we're hoping with a five-star right up front, right near the title, it'll be a lot easier for people to find and rate and things like that. So, and it also gives people more variation. They don't just like it or hate it. They can actually say, it's pretty good, but not the best. I'm going to give it a 3 or something.
And I think one of the things is when we started talking about this is what things could we do later? And this is the, no future promises stuff. But because we record, you have to be a signed in user to be able to save your ratings. We can now use those saved ratings and actually do the Netflix-style recommendations.
Yeah, which we haven't coded or anything. So, but it's definitely the idea. I mean, there's really no point...
Just showing where we could go.
Yeah, and actually I think that was something we agreed upon when we said we're going to go to 5 stars, is that if we're going to do this, if we're going to ask people to give their opinion, we have to add a feature later that uses that. Because otherwise it's all for us, and we want it to be for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's scroll down here.
While we're at the top, I just thought of something. The other thing is we brought up the whole related posts idea a lot more. So in addition to related posts, which we've always done before based on the content, so based on tags. We also have more posts in this series. So this is going deep. So basically you'll have the next and the previous, sorry, the next and the previous sessions in a series right there. Same for if you're watching Ping or whatever, if you're watching episode 66, you know, you'll see 65, 64, that kind of stuff right there. So it's easy for a person who wants to follow along. Or 67. But that would be later in the list, which is handy. Yeah. So, and right here, for example, this one, this C9 Lectures is the most recent, and it's there, and this is the previous. So we have those around, and more so than perhaps going deep, there are other things like the 13-part F-sharp lecture series.
Yeah, love the lecture series. A lot of people love that, the Eric Meyer series. Yeah.
So if you're on number 3, you probably want to go to number 4.
Exactly.
Especially
right.
If you have a lot of time, and you want to sit and go through them all. Mm-hmm. So we can help you with that. Now, down in the commenting area, a fair bit of stuff has changed. Obviously, the whole site has changed in appearance.
Mm-hmm.
I can't really go into huge detail around that because we have no design skills between the two of us. But we have tried, once again, I go for simplicity. We got rid of things like there's a multicolored gradient background across the entire site. Added some value because orange was fun. But we're trying to go for, you know, sort of clean UI here. So we got rid of that and we've gone to white.
And we've had Nishan and some vendors, people that are really familiar with user experience
Definitely.
Design and web design, give us feedback as opposed to us thinking us developers are know the one true
right.
way.
And we had a previous This Week in Channel 9, I think it was.
Yeah.
Where we had Nishan on and we think we showed pictures of this and talked about it briefly. But continuing on with simplicity, on video posts, we don't do paging anymore for comments. And so you'll see there's actually, you know, a reasonable number of comments here, but we found that a scroll bar works really well.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a natural UI built into the browser. And instead of having to go down 10 page, maybe you're only going to see one on the second page, you can just go ahead and scroll down, and then you can go ahead and post your comment. There's also at the top, there's a little button to jump right to here, too. But I'm not signed in at the moment, so this comment form is actually the anonymous commenting form. Some people will be...
Anonymous commenting.
Yes. And part of this is that, for videos especially, people often get to the video through a link from somewhere else. So they don't use 9, they're not there all the time. They follow this link, they want to make a comment. Sometimes, you know, they want to talk about it, they want to say it's terrible or wonderful. We don't want to force everybody who wants to just comment on the new, you know, Windows Phone video to make an account on Channel 9.
Mm-hmm.
So for videos, we support anonymous commenting. So at this point, you know,
things like forums, you do need a live ID.
Right, forums is still signed in users only, and part of that is the forums. That's a deeper type of conversation, and I'll actually say we have paging there as well for the threads. We don't do, you know, we have things there with 140 posts in a thread. If we just did scrolling, it would get a little difficult. So instead, we have paging there. So, and if you do have an account and you sign in, the actual you can post there as well. There's a few differences. If you're anonymous, you don't get the shaded box, so there will be a way to tell. The other thing is, if you personalize it and put your avatar, you can do that as well. So, something else to notice while we're here is we have a new code highlighter. We loved the server-side code highlighting; it was great. But a lot of people wanted copying code, and in general, they wanted support for just sort of increased formatting, line numbers, you know, we may end up adding the alternate line shading, that kind of stuff. But instead now what we have is Alex Gorbachev's, I think, Syntax Highlighter version 3. And it supports, if you double click, it turns it to plain text and selects it so you can copy it into Visual Studio or whatever you want to do. And that's awful handy. You don't bring along a lot of spans and things like that.
Right, right. Which I love, by the way.
That's good. So other than that, you know, a lot of stuff still same as the old Channel 9. We flag Microsoft people. We you know, have all that kind of stuff in there. So that's what a single permalink view looks like. But one of the things that I really like in here is the browse area.
Yeah, and to talk about one of the big things we had done our last user survey. The big thing, there were really two trends that came out. One is around quality, like they wanted to increase, you know, site quality, site issues, things like that was number one. Number two was content, finding the content. I can't find the content. Discovering new content were the were the two biggest things that people wanted us to do outside of, say, like, you know, do this video, that sort of thing.
Definitely. And so if we, I could jump back to the old Channel 9, I suppose, but the show page on Channel 9 is basically just a big listing of the description of the show, a little tiny icon. It's kind of hard to get any sort of feel about what the topic is, whether or not you'd be interested.
Mm-hmm.
So what we've done is we've gone, you know, bigger picture, a little bit cleaner, show the number of posts and the description and things like that. And we have, you know, we have some actual branding to these things as well. And then when you jump in to an individual show, we allow the owners of this show to go kind of crazy and have the nice branding that they like to use on their openings and things like that flow through to the site as well.
Mm-hmm.
So Silverlight TV obviously has their big logo. Not as nice as This Week in Channel 9, but it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Thanks.
But then within any individual show, and this is true in the other browse pages as well, we don't just show you the recent list, which is what we do before. And in fact, if you're on the Silverlight TV page on the current Channel 9, we don't even show you thumbnails, I don't think.
Right, right.
It's just a big list of text. So we go bigger list. We actually show you the ratings of them, the number of comments, that kind of stuff. But we'll also let you see it by most viewed. So this gives you an idea of what were the popular topics. But then this
is this all time?
That's a good question. Yes. These are, see, now I've forgotten if this is all time or this week.
Okay.
I think this is all time on the show page. But that actually brings up that if we jump back to browse and you're viewing all content and you say, I want to see most viewed. Well, if you do all time, you end up with some of the videos like, you know, in this case, the Mark Resinovich video, which was extremely popular. Oh, I middle clicked there. But this week, you know, if you do down to a really, narrow period of time.
I won this week. Yes.
Yeah, so
thank
you end
God.
Up with a different selection of videos, and you can see what's popular right now, and these are all very current. But they don't have to be. If some old video, you know, maybe the Mark Resinovich one, suddenly gets really popular again, it would pop up in this list.
It gets re-slash-dotted.
Exactly. And then we do this month as
And a lot of this stuff, you know, just in terms of influence, was looking at things like YouTube, where a lot of people kind of want to discover what the best videos are. And let's talk about top-rated, too, because it's the same ability to
jump
within
the
content.
So the idea, the YouTube example is good, because that was something that Dan brought up a fair bit, is that people find content in different ways, and they can search, and they can, you know, follow a certain show. But if they just want to say, I want to see something new, I know what's hot right now, then this is a way for a person to find something that maybe they would have never seen. Maybe, you know, an episode about this came out in April. It's very highly rated in all time, and that would give someone an idea to check it out who maybe would never have found this on their own. They're not even going to search on high-performance JavaScript because they don't know they'd like
what
that.
Is the community's highest rated video?
Yeah. And that's actually their point, is that this content and this sorting isn't editorial. It's by the community. So this isn't us deciding featured posts like the homepage is. This is, you know, the community determining. And that actually shows up on the homepage as well. So if we go down a bit from the catbird area, the featured area, we have fresh videos, and this is all this week. This is very current stuff. So we go
This is like the last set of six videos when we're on the recent tab.
Right, and then we go to most viewed, and it's things that were popular this week, top rated, things that were highly rated this week. So it's actually the same things we were seeing in the browse page, but just a quick little view of six of those entries.
Mm-hmm.
And continuing down on this page, we have community activity, very small numbers because it's not live right now. So that will actually probably be an exciting set of numbers. Certainly something we'll be looking at, showing
us. Well, it's kind of nice to see the heartbeat of what's going on Channel 9 right now.
And actually, it's something that we used to have on Channel 9 V3, as we call it, was the number of users online. And it was highly inaccurate because it was based on some weird code. And it was actually extremely poorly performing, so we took it off.
Mm-hmm.
We've, you know, done a lot of work around performance and made a lot of sort of smarter decisions around how things are queried and cached, and so we were able to bring all this back and have that same information right there on the page.
Sweet.
Something totally new here is the news section, and this is actually content right now that you would find on Channel 10.
Mm-hmm.
So we have this right here on the page, and I can't show you or else we have the status bar off. These are on Channel 9. So these are posts that are going to come up on Channel 9. They're quite fast coming, you know, sometimes a few a day, sometimes you don't want a day.
Yeah, this is really for non-video content that is interesting to people, like you know... you can now pre-order Kinect.
Right.
You can now, you know, whatever cool, interesting stuff.
Yeah, and it's Microsoft related, but not always, you know, it's not news from us. It could be just something that we think you would find cool. And
yeah.
It's actually great. I subscribe to the Channel 9 RSS feed right now, and I find myself clicking on almost every one of these things as they go by.
Yeah, so. Sarah Perez does a lot of this stuff right now, and right. She always has a knack for finding cool stuff.
Definitely. Similar idea in terms of sort of getting instant updates and sort of like the buzz from community activity. If you send a reply or include Channel 9 in a Twitter or at Channel 9, we actually will show it up right here on the page. And it also means that we provide a link to that, which is on Channel 9 now. It's something we just recently added. But we have that in a few places here and in the footer and things like that. And it's basically...
You just like the bird that goes from grayscale to blue.
I do.
Oh, my God. I can't believe that took us 6 months.
Yeah, it did.
It was worth
it. We had two people on just that.
Okay, but, so let's talk about the... While we're on the footer, Creative Commons.
Yeah.
So this is a big thing, and kudos to Jeff for driving this effort. But what it means is our content is now licensed, and you can read the specifics in Creative Commons, but you can say there's certain ways that you can reuse our content.
Right.
In terms of, we always used to get emails, hey, can I republish this video? Can you use it? And I'm not a lawyer, but you know, feel free to read the exact terms of our Creative Commons. But this gives people, you know, the ability to reuse however they want.
Right, and part of this is just getting unblocking people, because some people would email us, but I bet others, in our opinion, would basically go to it and say, "Well, I'd really like to use this in my multimedia training or in a class," but I can't. And
yes.
In truth, I mean, we love our content. We kind of want it to be used everywhere, and it's. It's all good. So we want to make it really clear by providing this there for people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the homepage. We managed to cover almost all of the homepage there. And let's jump over to the forum, shall we?
Yeah. Stay on target.
It'll be good. So we have the forums. The forums themselves haven't radically changed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, forums are forums. But what we did, see if there's anything here that we could talk about that one. But what we did, we got rid of Ajax paging.
Yay!
Yeah, Ajax commenting.
Yay!
Yeah, so there's a bunch of stuff that we got rid of.
And threaded replies is probably one of the things you know, when we originally launched, it was World of Hate.
Yeah, and a lot of people...
what they wanted was quoting.
They wanted quoting, right? And so that's what they have now. And I'm still not signed in at the moment. But you can actually see here that what we've done is we've turned threaded replies, so pre-existing ones, into quotes. And then now, across the page, instead of reply, and then you get the little dialogue that says, do you want to reply to the thread, or do you want to reply to this user? And that was confusing to people. Instead, the button says quote.
Mm-hmm.
It grabs the text of their post, puts it in as a quote. You can go in and, you know, shorten it if you want or whatever. But it takes care of that for you, and then you can just go ahead and put your comments. And so then, at that point, one of the things it lets you do is, if you want to manually quote two people, that's fine. You know, just write the same little quote blocks. But if you want to just quote one person, it's done for you. Quote,
mm-hmm.
Done, off you go. I'm thinking we may end up deciding to do some expand collapse or give people options, because we don't have that anymore, whereas I kind of like that about the threaded model. At least you could collapse the body of the previous reply. But we tried to basically follow other forums. One of the reoccurring pieces of feedback we've gotten is other forums do this better. And they'll point us to PHPBB or vBulletin, things like that. And some of those look terrible. Some of them look great. But one of the consistent things is this is generally how they handle quoting.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing it like that, and everyone is rejoicing. So, like I said, we do...
And just one thing here, the same code
yes.
features that you saw on the other one are in there as well.
Yeah, the same... Keep hitting
syntax button. Highlighting.
The same syntax highlighter with the same double-click to copy and that kind of stuff. So, and one other nice thing about using the syntax highlighter is the languages supported by it is an enormous list. And we've been using Sven Groot's syntax highlighting code, and it's great, and it supports kind of everything you would think you'd want. But new languages are being added all the time to the syntax highlighter project. Users can write their own. And what it means is that basically... If some language gets, you know, really popular and we want to add it in here, we can. We've already put in like PHP and F sharp, I believe, that were beyond what the current channel line had. So.
And Coffeehouse, another example is when you had to paging. You know, you're on something that has 200 replies. Before, you used to have to go next, 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 or manually type in the page number.
Sure.
Now you have by page.
So what you have, and this, once again, is something that lots of other forums did, so we took that feedback, is that when you're viewing a thread, let's see if we'll find some particularly.
Something that's larger.
So we do have paging for threads. That's always been sort of fine. These are all two. Well,
Aspida hosting three.
So this is a really long one here, but it goes all. You can jump to the last page, or you know, 1, 2, 3, or whatever. So we have that as well. And then, in addition, when you're on the page itself, instead of just next and previous, we do provide the listing of pages, so
right.
you can jump ahead to those things as well. We still provide the old functionality of basically going to the very last comment that was made. So we show it here, and if you click into an individual date, you'll jump to the last one. So. So the forums, I'm sure, will get a lot of feedback when the forums go out into a preview form. So we're looking forward to that, mostly. And but we do think that we've done a lot to basically address the core concerns.
Okay.
Which gets me to one other thing.
Yeah.
You said at the beginning that the biggest feedback we got was around reliability.
Yeah, so let's talk about stuff. You know, a lot of this stuff has been UI features.
Right.
I think the only other thing that I was going to say was to show some of the profile pages. I think that was about the only thing I was going to suggest to add. But let's talk about kind of high level. And we have a number of videos coming on with Sampy and Charles that are going to go deep in how all this stuff worked. But let's do a quick alphabet soup.
ASP.NET
MVC.
Yes. Okay. ASP.NET MVC 2, Silverlight 4.
jQuery.
It's on Azure.
Spark View Engine.
I want to get to the Azure thing.
Okay. I'm trying to get all the ones so we can rat hole on Azure.
Spark. We use Spark for our view engine, and I think we're ready now. Silverlight 4. Can we say that? Silverlight 4. And Azure and SQL Azure.
Yes.
Yes. So there's a few things about going to Azure. I mean, obviously it's hip and cool. it is. It's hip and cool. But the main thing is the scalability and then also the consistency. When you take a look at some of the problems we've had in the past, we've had issues where, this is pretty common, it seems, where some nodes performing well, some nodes not. Azure nodes are clones. They're exactly the same. I mean, they're running in VMs. They're basically, you know, moving onto standardized hardware.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we find is that within the Azure space, and we've used Azure now for the TechEd site. So TechEd North America and msteched.com is moved to Azure.
Microsoft PDC.
Microsoft PDC moved to Azure. So we actually have been doing it in production.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, Rev9 doesn't get to be the test bed for that. And it's been great because the idea of adding a node is completely transparent. And we add a node, CPU usage on the nodes we have drops a little, and the world's a better place. And the biggest thing for me is deployments. So doing a deployment of Channel 9 right now, it's kind of guaranteeing there'll be downtime because of a few reasons. But the core thing is when we put a empty cache version of Channel 9 up there and we put it across... four nodes, the amount of SQL Server traffic generated by that code goes through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be less of a problem in Azure because we would deploy to stage. We would hit it, we'll warm up the cache, sort of a fluffer sort of thing, and then we can dump
you
it
really
over.
You really just want to say fluffer, but that's okay.
We'll dump it over to production, and basically we're ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
So along that line, we've basically also built a whole new caching infrastructure that runs behind the web role, and that's running memcache. Mm-hmm. Memcached. Anyways, and basically what that allows is that if instance one puts something into cache, it's available to them all. So one of the problems we had with V4 is it's not distributed caching. So each node is responsible for its own. And what that means is, in some ways, the more web instances we run, the more traffic we generate on SQL Server. Whereas that's not true at all with Rev9. We can run scale out those web roles as much as we want, and the amount of actual database traffic, it could increase by a little due to concurrency things. But overall, it's going to be flat. Mm-hmm. So we get the higher performance of, you know, less loaded machines, but without overloading SQL Server.
Right.
And so that's great. And the other thing with the memcache is it can scale independently. So the number of web roles, the number of Azure instances running memcached, we can tweak that number independently of the web roles of the site itself. So we have all sorts of dials and knobs and things like that. Right now, so we are running this preview site right now, and we will be running it publicly.
Yeah, beta's coming out soon.
Is running on one.
Mm-hmm.
One medium instance and doing well. But if we want to ramp it up, there's no stress to that. And deploying a new version, there's no stress to that. We've deployed new versions of MS TechEd during the conference many times. 15 minutes to get it up live. A little bit of time, you check your stage version, swap it over.
Yeah, and so as somebody that will send you annoying emails, the site seems to be down. I think one of the interesting parts was in the current Channel 9, and not to, you know, trash the hosters or our current situation in terms of our hosting company, but we'd have zero updates on the site.
Right.
The site would not be updated. Nothing would have changed, and all of a sudden, it's not working for a while.
Yep.
And then it magically goes to work, and we try and figure out why, and we have no idea why.
And that's the consistency I'm talking about, which is that we really did go, in some cases, a couple months without pushing out a single code change, and the performance is up and down from day to day. Now, that's not the hoster's problem. There's problems there with how we manage our own hardware, our code, things like that. But you want to remove the configuration and the hardware out of the picture, and mm-hmm. Azure does that for you. It now becomes all about you. If your code tests well and runs in staging well, it will run in production well.
Right, right.
And it's really good for us because, well, the more moving parts and the more possible causes of failure, the fewer things you can do to optimize it.
Right.
So we're really loving it. I mean, I sent a love note to the Azure guys after running TechEd for, you know, 2 weeks on it. It was probably the best experience I've had running one of our live sites, was running it in Azure. So we're very excited about that. That's not the only way we determine, you know, consistency and quality, though. I mean, Sampy posted in the coffee house today, I believe, about, you know, 1,300 unit tests. That's indicative of a more rigorous process to determine code quality.
Sure.
In and itself, you throw out a number of unit tests, doesn't say anything. But what it means is that we've been very structured. It's been taking us a while, but part of that is because the data layer went through an enormous amount of careful architecture to make it exactly what we want. And perf-wise, I mean, we'll see as we start to load more and more people on it, but the amount of database traffic generated by a page view on Rev9 is a fraction of what the same page view generates on the Channel 9 V4.
Right.
So that really bodes well in our mind towards the overall performance of the site.
Yeah, and I think, you know, just to continue on the quality path, I think some of the things, and we can't, you know, we don't have to show them or discuss them right now just in terms of time, but a number of things to actually understand and have diagnostics and instrumentation built into Azure.
Yep.
So that we know, hey, all of a sudden the number of exceptions or mm-hmm. something is going on weird, we'll be able to track that as opposed to, say, our users finding out about it. We have the diagnostic information, instrumentation to see where those failures are happening, how they're happening, you know, is something unusual happening, like a massive spike in CPU, massive spike in requests. Mm-hmm. We have that built into the system.
Definitely. And that's that allows us to determine, do we need to increase the number of nodes? Is memcache getting memory pressure? Do we need to move it to a larger instance? We can make all those determinations by following those diagnostics.
So, okay.
So I think you wanted to see
yeah, so
profile pages. So let me jump first to Charles.
I think he has.
So this is fake text form because we didn't get him to write anything. But
so real quick, let's talk about iTunes and Zune too.
Oh, okay. So
while we're here,
if you're over on a, okay, it doesn't have one. Is it This Week in Channel 9? Has it? Because This Week in Channel 9 is awesome.
I don't know. You've never really seen my show, and when I told you I'd like you to be on, it was
on what? What's
you're going A to Z? So
well, then you'd be in.
So I think one of the nice things about this too is the ability to find content. So I can sort content for things like shows, series, blogs, or authors. Right?
Okay. No one has this right now. Okay. So
Charles does.
Charles does. The Zune is actually pretty easy. The Zune method of referring to a show or a podcast in the marketplace is really just the URL of the RSS feed. Munged up a bit. iTunes, you actually have to go and take it and register.
You have to submit it, yes.
But what would happen before is we had a MP4 RSS feed, but if you're a iTunes user, that taking that RSS feed and doing something with it involves manually going to like a manually subscribe to a podcast, blah, 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 blah. But whereas a show like This Week in Channel 9 actually has an iTunes entry, so does Silverlight TV and things like that. And what we've allowed is that if in the metadata for the show, and the reason why this isn't in there is because this metadata is not supported in Channel 9 V4. Mm-hmm. So as I import stuff over, it doesn't just appear. So we have to manually go in and add it to these shows. But if they have an iTunes entry, we give a link, and what that will do is basically it'll actually launch iTunes if you have it, and you can subscribe to the show directly, and that makes it easier for people. And same with the Zune. So instead of having to take the RSS feed and copy it and then go and go subscribe to a podcast, which is kind of an odd terminology when it's a video, and they paste it in, we can make it a one-click for them. So
nice, very nice.
Yep. So the profile page, this is what we call, in a contributor's profile, and it's a little bit different, but this section down here is the same. If you have posts or if you have forum discussions or comments, we have those all separated out, and you can browse through them, or from any particular one of these things, you can go to a larger page view that is basically all your discussions with pages.
And so this is more a bigger picture. What's like a niner? Pick a niner.
Actually, I think.
Are you a nine? No,
I don't have an enhanced profile. Yeah, there's nothing special about mine. So except I have posts. You're right. So this tab comes and goes.
Let's go into the coffee house and you pick your favorite baby.
Oh, is that gonna have to be personal?
Totally.
Okay.
No, he doesn't count.
Okay.
Blodart, there you go.
Yeah, so he gets discussions, and... What? Now I feel bad, right there, from seeing that. I've never seen that before. Okay, so we have discussions, and we have comments. Yeah, it sounds like someone was trashing me, and I...
You meanie. You make Duncan empty inside.
Yeah. Anyways, so we have both discussions
and
comments.
I'm thinking T-shirts.
Yeah. I have so many things to say, but I won't. But anyways, so it's kind of handy. You can see discussions that the person has participated in is what this list here, and it's kind of handy because it's not just ones you've started like it is in V4. It's ones that you're in, and so a person can jump right to the entire thread that you're participating in.
Yes.
And we're running out of time.
Yeah, so let's go to our picks of the week. And since this is a special show, this is really our favorite features.
Yes.
Of Channel 9, of the new Channel 9. So yours is...
The new show page.
Okay, so, and I like that you chose Silverlight TV, even though you're on This Week on Channel 9. It's just, just throw it into my face. You like John Papa better than me. Got it.
Well... If we had to make it obvious. So I like the new show page because it gets people have sort of a personal feel to it. So if you're on Ping or Silverlight TV and This Week in Channel 9,
Yeah.
You get something more than just the same view. And we have a 60 by 60 pixel icon on the current Channel 9, and that's really small.
Mm-hmm.
And this big, crazy, awesome. And then I can't scroll down. I just love the large
screenshot.
Yes. The large preview images for the episodes so that a person who wants to go, oh, Silverlight TV, it's really cool, or This Week in Channel 9, can scroll down and see all the screenshots. They see the ratings, description, everything right there.
I'm right here.
It's awesome.
I get it. Cool. All right, so my pick of the week is actually Jump to Thai Code.
Yes.
So the way this works, and we have the text there, is any video, you add pound, time equals, And then the minutes and seconds that you want to jump to that video. And right. Now, for example, I can actually time code HTTP URL links. There's nothing special about this. Anybody can do this. So you can do this in a coffee house form. You can do Definitely. This outside of Channel 9. And it'll jump to, it's just, you know, the full URL of the video, and then pound time, minutes, and seconds. So this is awesome for the ability. Obviously, it's going to mean more work on my part to have to. So there's a lot of people that, you know, in this week on Channel 9,
right.
They love the links, and they really just want to see this and these yep. two news items.
And so this actually started because you used to put the time code in text. And we felt sad. The developers felt sad. We're like, you went to all that work.
It was the most painful experience.
You went to all that work to tell people that at, you know, 4 minutes, 18 seconds, you had to get bleeped out because of something you said. So at that point, we want people to be able to jump to it. And so this is what it does. And so, yes, you can do it in a URL anywhere on your blog or in a forum post. But when Dan does it, it'll actually jump the player right there. It's not going to reload the page. It'll actually jump the player forward. So you can sit there, view his text, and jump between the different things in the video. It's going to help with the lecture series kind of stuff. Like, he shows a demo of this at this point. Any of these long,
yeah, you can imagine Scott do hour-long video, right. Jump right to the demo. We could have time-coded this video, for example.
Maybe we will. Maybe we will.
In some sort of dystopia future. It'll
yes.
be great.
Okay.
All right, well, thank you, Duncan. And feedback, we will be setting up an area for feedback, and yep. we will be launching the beta, if you will, very soon.
Feedback.
Thanks.